I run my Windows at home.
Okay.
Lime.
What?
Lime.
Oh, that's okay. Chayvus Halvava Sunday, a Monday night, or L'Tes Zion, Eor. If you were lucky enough to see the moon last night, you could reach out and touch it. It was very, very close, very, very full, very nice Levana last night. I don't know. Yeah, you could say that. Why not? That's not a rainbow. Levana. You're not supposed to stare at the Levana either, though. Anyway, we're learning Chayvus Halvavos, and we're in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And I'm not 100% sure. Did we learn the last paragraph before Cheshbon number 10?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we learned that last paragraph. So we're starting Voifon HaAsiri on page Reish Mem Ches. Voifon HaAsiri, Cheshbon number 10. Cheshbon HaAdam im Nafsho. Again, the Cheshbon HaNefesh and the Chayvus Halvavos are things to think about. Things you're not supposed to take for granted. Things you're supposed to turn over in your mind and contemplate, think, internalize, think about them, change your behavior because of them, etc. Cheshbon HaAdam im Nafsho is to think about Shaborius Alet Sofa as Negleu Benistaro. This is something, this is a perfect example of the Cheshbon HaNefesh of the Chayvus Halvavos, meaning it's something everybody professes to believe, and it's something everybody probably does believe, but we don't visualize it, we don't think about it, we don't imagine it, and therefore our actions are not actions of people that are really acting as if there's a video camera in the corner and it's someone's in a control room watching our every move, because we know that when people are watching us, or if we know, even if there's a guy from the street and he walks in and he's watching you, you act a little differently. And if we would really think about and imagine, visualize that Hashem's watching us, then we would definitely act differently. And that's the Cheshbon HaAsiri, Cheshbon HaAdam im Nafsho, Shabori Yisalat Sofas Negleu Benistaro. That's already deeper, and it's more scary. And that for sure we don't think about. Maybe we never thought about it, we never realized it. Hashem sees our innermost thoughts, meaning, you know, your motivations. Sometimes you have to go to a therapist and spend a lot of money and 7 sessions before you figure out why you act a certain way. Oh, I act a certain way because I'm resentful of my parents. That's usually what they come up with. I resent my parents. Or I'm jealous of my sibling. Or I'm afraid that my milus will be overlooked. Or I am angry at this or whatever, and it's really worthwhile. I think everybody should go for therapy. It's like a car getting a tune-up. Even if you're not broken, but it's like getting a tune-up. I really think it's a good thing. Now the question is, but getting back to what he's saying, Hashem knows you. Hashem knows what your motivations are. So now you could say that. The question is how introspective Hashem, right, there's a rule, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo B'Trunya V'Yosef, meaning Hashem has no tainus to you if you indeed can't control what you're doing, if you can't. So now, this would be a good question to pose. In other words, I'm imagining, he wants us to imagine and to think about the story also. I'm focusing on the word nistaro, which means my motivations, maybe my subconscious, maybe my what lies behind my actions. The type of thing that comes out in therapy. That's why I started talking about it, nistaro. Now, one could say, and I don't know, you know, it's not easy to, where would you draw the line? Are you an ones or not? I don't know what my motivation is. That's when you go to therapy, and it makes you realize, and you go, oh my goodness, I never realized that I'm walking around like resentful of my older sister, or angry at my mother, or, you know, I never realized it. And that's why, let's say a person has bi'ev midos, or he gets angry, or he's not medactic b'mitzvahs. Sometimes it could be traced back to, certainly in marriages, you know, a lot of times it's patterned after the way a person saw his parents married, and he doesn't even realize it. And he acts a certain way, because that's how his father acted, and that's how his mother acted, or he doesn't want to act that way, but it's in the subconscious. Now, how responsible are you for things you do? You know, so really, on one level, Hashem doesn't care about the subconscious. Meaning, if you're acting wrongly, and you say you're supposed to better your actions, so you can't come with a taina that I didn't know that my motivation and my inner voice, my subconscious, was making me act that way. That Yiddishkeit usually doesn't accept that. Hashkafa doesn't accept that you couldn't help yourself. Because even if you had, it could be therapy would be good for you, because it would get at the source of the problem. Instead of you constantly having to battle what you're motivated to do, or where your urges take you, so you always have to battle it. And if it's wrong, let's say you get angry and you yell. So you're supposed to learn Musar and not get angry, and, you know, study, maybe go to a workshop, maybe study Musar. Like, there's ways to deal with anger. It's taka much easier, lechora, in the long run, if you go for therapy and you see why you get angry, and you get at the source of the problem. So what I mean to say is that even if you're not responsible to know the source of the problem, but you're not always going to be potur, because Hashem could tell you, I don't care what the source of the problem was, I gave you the ability to change and fight the manifestation of the problem. Even if the source remained, you had the ability to not get angry, even though whatever. But the Chazal's point is that you have to realize, when you think about Hashem knowing what you're doing, it's not just the video camera and you know, watching your actions. He knows if you're angry inside. He knows if you're jealous. He knows if you're resentful. He knows in his thorough, and that's we don't think about, really. In other words, we assume we're safe. We're safe, you know, but we're not safe. Hashem knows what's going on inside of you. And many things are choyvus halvavos. Like he just gave a whole litany of the davening, or the hatalo'echa kamocha, or if you look at the Akdoma to the Sefer, many, many things are choyvus halvavos. But we don't, like, one of the reasons we don't deal on that level is because it's like it's hidden away. Like, nobody sees it, nobody knows it. So, like, I don't deal with it on that level, because I don't have to deal with it. But it's not true. He's saying Hashem knows what's going on in your life. And when there's a chovos halvavos, which many, many mitzvahs are chovos halvavos, so Hashem knows your innermost thoughts, if you're fulfilling them or not. Okay, so fast Negleu v'Nistaro, Hashem is sees even what's hidden. U'maboto elov, he goes into your mind. U'zchura v'fonav kol ma'asov, you forget what you did when you were 42 years old, but Hashem remembers. Right? So Hashem knows everything. Every moment of your life is an open book to Him. Masha Maharar Belibo, and what you're thinking about, Mamachshavos of Haratsuyos, or Vahamagunos. You know, maybe you think about, that's what the, you know, you take a walk, and if you learn Shar HaBechina, you could think about Hashem and the Bria, and the flowers, and the trees, and the plants. We're learning now Shar HaBechina, all about plant life. So you could, like, contemplate Gadlus Hashem. So Hashem knows that's what you're thinking about. And he's very good, he's very pleased. Or you could be thinking not such good thoughts, and Hashem knows that too. So you're not safe. Cheshbon 10 is to know that Hashem knows you, everything about you, what you're thinking, your innermost thoughts, your subconscious, your past, everything you ever did. And he was churim in front of Kol Ma'asav. That's Zichronos. That's Zichronos. Right? Umashe Mahara Beliva, what you're thinking about. And you don't even know. Right? Like when you have a police car chasing you. So you start, then you start thinking, uh-oh, what did I do? Did I pass a stop sign? Did I pass a red light? Did I, was I weaving in and out? Like, you don't know. And you're very scared. So he wants you to be scared of Hashem, too. I mean, maybe not in that sense scared, but he wants you to be cognizant of the fact that Hashem, Hashem's watching. Okay.